Pause recording.
Good evening, Audio Boo. This is a special interview segment.
Good evening.
Do you have a frog in your throat?
No, I'm fine now.
A turtle, perhaps?
It was just a little. I'm not sure.
So I have a question before you do your interview. I have a question for you. Were you around when they found the dead lizard?
I was very sad.
I know.
It's one of my distant relatives.
Uh-huh.
We don't know how it got in the house.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, they were cleaning in the spare room, and there was a dead lizard by the closet. So,
well, I'm sorry to hear that. The passing of a
little creepy, actually.
Now it'll be haunted by ghost lizards.
I know! Lizard apocalypse starts now.
Right. Well, at least it's not a zombie lizard.
Ghost lizards in the closet.
Ophelia.
I know. Keep my day job,
that's,
right?
All right, Chloe.
She liked it.
Lie down. I don't know. Stop it. All right, so anyway, while Chloe is running around doing her dog thing. Okay, so you were going to ask Chloe. So, all right, here, you take
our
the...
Our guest take... this evening is Mr. Dave.
Landscape.
How are you this evening, Mr. Dave?
I'm a little puzzled, but I'll live.
Well, I understand that you've had an interesting day. Would you like to share that with us?
So I rode to work today on the paratransit bus, right? And there was a lady on the bus when I got on the bus, which is fine. That happens occasionally. It's not my personal limousine.
Well, yeah, it's ride sharing.
That's
so
right,
you
ride sharing.
Deal with it sometimes.
Right, so. We turn, we go down the road.
Yeah. Stay. Little varmint, stay.
Pardon the brief interruption.
Sorry. We have a disciplinary action. So we go down our road, and then we get onto Guest Road and head south. Okay? Now about 3 miles south of here. Well, we'll get to that. So this lady says to the driver, "Could you turn on the air conditioning? I don't feel good. I'm hot." So he turns on the air on high, which is fine. And because it was toasty, it was like, even, you know, but bus time, it was already over 85 degrees and it's really, really humid. So
yeah,
it was uncomfortable.
It was quite warm today.
Right. So then she says, "I feel faint. I need some water." And the bus driver, who's this very quiet guy, he's like, "Well, I have some water here, ma'am." "No, that's hot water. I need something cooler than that. I need the ice water." And so this is going on, he's driving, he's on the radio with the dispatcher, and the manager gets on the radio, and there, so he pulls in to Bojangles.
The chicken place.
The chicken place, right. So it's chicken and biscuits and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Did you know they have wraps there now?
I did know that. I did. So anyway, then she leaps up, goes off the bus. I said, "Jimmy, did she just leave?" "Yes, sir." Which is Jimmy, okay. He's very quiet, very polite. And so he's still on the radio with the dispatcher. "Well, she went into Bojangles. I don't know how long it's going to be. And I have, you know, Mr. O on the bus, and he needs to go to work." And so the manager said, "Well, you take Mr. Oberhart to, you know, straight to work. She's going to have to wait." So she's in Bojangles. We didn't have any idea when she was going to come out. She comes back out, gets on the bus. I smell biscuits. So she didn't just get her ice water. She got food. So I think this was a ploy.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too.
So that's 3 votes.
Yeah.
So, when I get off the bus, I'm giving Jimmy my ticket. I said, Jimmy, did she get, I got real close. Did she get, because she had to wait. She had to wait for me to get to work. And so I said, did she get food too? Yes, sir. I'm like, Jimmy, that is a load of bull. He goes, yes, sir. And so I turned around and said, Jimmy, have a nice day. I'll talk to you later. And I turned around and I was getting off the bus. I said, I need to feel faint while I'm going by Bojangles next time. And I left. I don't think she was very... So then I called the director, the manager, and I said, that was a whole bunch of... I told her that story. I said, she didn't feel faint. She was hungry.
She got a free trip to Bojangles.
That's right. All right. I'm done venting now. But so tomorrow morning, when I have to go in at dark 30, I'm going to be driving down, we're going to be riding down Guest Road. And I'm going to go, Lois, I feel faint. I need me some ice water. And while you're in Bojangles, would you get me a chicken biscuit and some fries?
And one for the manager you're opening with.
Yeah, really. So that was my interesting day.
Did you enjoy your lunch today?
Well, you put Oreos in my lunch. That was very nice.
Yeah, I did. They're just regular ones, though. They're not the double stuff.
How in the world did the girl go to the grocery store and not buy double stuff Oreos?
They're gross.
What's wrong with her? What?
They're gross.
Wait, so is the icing inside the regular ones gross?
No.
Well, that's why is too twice
much icing.
Oh, that's too much.
It's
okay.
Too sweet.
Oh, all right. Blech. I see.
They should put more cookie.
I like the ones that are vanilla. I like vanilla cookies.
John Eric likes those, too.
Yeah, see? So, anyway, so that's my day.
It's been a weird day.
It has been a weird... Big thunderstorms today.
Two of them.
Yeah, two great big lines of thunderstorms. When the first ones went by, I went, we are not done, because it was still 90 degrees outside.
It apparently dropped 22 degrees.
Yeah, I saw that after the second line went through. It was like 92, and then the app on my phone dropped down to 69. I went, holy cow, that is a significant temperature decrease. So it was a weird little day. So that's all I know.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for chatting with me this afternoon.
I hope everyone is doing well.
Right.
You're
about 2 months from school, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
It'll be fine. You'll have fun.
No, I'm scared.
No, it'll be fine. You'll make new friends. There are other reptiles aside from your siblings.
I know.
That you might find a brand new friend.
That would be good.
All right.
Maybe we could have, like, sleepovers.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Maybe they don't have the extensive shed complex like you guys have.
And with big screen TVs.
Yeah, and a swamp and everything.
And iPads and stuff.
Right.
Do you know the teenagers, they took the empty boxes and they built a fort with them like little kids do.
Where did they build the fort?
Right there in the middle of the room.
In here?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was good. They had fun.
Well, that's good. Did you frolic around in the fort?
No. I was afraid after the dead lizard. You never know what might happen.
That's true. All right, well, we better go now.
Okay.
I will talk to you later.
This has been your roving reporter, Ophelia Gator, with the interview segment of our program. Roar!
All right, now, the question is, can you stop it with your snout?
Well, I don't...
Here, wait.
I don't think so.
All right, there we go.
Delete draft.
Uh-oh.
Oh, neither can you.
Close. Button. Publish. Time remit. 50 minutes. Pause recording. Button.